What is strategy all about? How do great organizations develop and work with strategy? These are questions we'll be exploring now. Welcome to the Value Strategy Pod, where we decompose the strategy of some of the most interesting organizations in the Nordics. I'm Tala Scherfsvik, and I hope you will join me in the quest for knowledge about how to think and do strategy. I have Johan Gjærum with me, and he works in a company that's called Ruter, and he has a long experience as a strategist, and right now I actually think that he's one of the most exciting strategists in the Nordics. So I'm so happy that he's with me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. Johan, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are?
Yes. So my name is Johan. I'm 48 years old, live and work in Oslo. I have three kids, three teenagers and a dog. I've been with Ruter, so we're the public transport authority company in the Oslo region. And I've been working here for 5 years, mostly with strategy and sustainability.
I think for maybe if you come not from Norway, you might think that, you know, public transportation company might be, you know, something that's, you know, a little bit old fashioned. Can you tell us a little bit more about Ruter? What are you? What do you do? You know, you do a lot of technology. You do a lot of different things. Just tell us a little bit about the company.
Yes. Now, so traditionally we operate the public transport system here, which consists of buses, trams, metro, and boats also. We worked a lot to make those electrifying all our vehicles, and now we, as I say, as a continuation of achieving or helping our owners achieving their goals, we have set up ambitious strategy for what we need to develop to as a company, and we started this strategy process 5 years ago. We looked a lot into the different societal trends, in particular looking into the data-driven economy, how is the platform economy changing different industries, and how will that change mobility as well? And also what are the changes in how consumers use digital tools to buy services and products? And of course, the whole need for more sustainable solutions for the society. So we developed this new strategy about 3-4 years ago, where we set up in order to achieve, to take our owners, because we're owned by the public municipalities, Oslo and Akershus, so we're fully public owned company. And if we are to realize our owners' goals for a more sustainable society, we need to have new tools. There's a lot of travels that are happening now today with one person in one car, which takes up a lot of space. It's not sustainable in terms of area available, and it's not a good enough system for everybody. So we need to change that. In order to do that, we have to make significant investments into technology development to build the customer interface that we can do the interaction directly with our customers directly. Utilize that data, and with the help of then AI, be able to, how to say, to set up a transportation system that gives what we call our vision a sustainable freedom of movement. So we give the inhabitants an ability to move around, and at the same time develop solutions that are good for the society.
Okay, so as a user of Ruter, right? I'm kind of a customer as well. We have a really great app that we use, you know, for the region, and it's by a public authority. It's a little bit different. It's not a private company running this app. It's you, and you also kind of facilitate, which I think is so fascinating, in your strategy. You know, this the new vision that you have. You also kind of say that we might not need to take public transport. We might, you know, it might be good for you to walk. It might be good for you to bike. Or can you say something a little, you know, about that? It's not only about the trams or the buses. It's like thinking much bigger in a way.
Yes, I guess if you go back to the why are we set up as a company? What are the actual goals that the society wants to achieve by using us as a company to Jiffy. It's not the purpose for the society to travel as much as possible. But it's a purpose to be able to travel when you want. So that's our goal. So if we can solve a customer need by reducing the need for transport, then the customer need is solved. It's not a problem for us. It's better for us if we, for example, so we can work to incentivize people to walk or to bike in how we our algorithms are set up and how we prioritize different types of travel. Because if people walk more, that's good for not just because it's good for you. I mean, it's healthy and it's good for a livable city that people walk around. And it's also less capital incentive than to have a lot of vehicles going around. So we need to go back and say, what is the actual goals we want to achieve? And there we have the sustainable goals, sustainable development goals that we guide our efforts. And therefore, because good health is one of those, we incentivize walking. And we incentivize biking, which is don't give us profit, but it helps achieve the societal goals we as a company are set up to help society achieve.
That's interesting. And you have, you know, there are different things that you kind of need to consider. So you have this kind of sustainability goals, but you also have your profit. You need to make money out of this, right, as well, because you're not fully financed by the government. So you have this kind of dual model. Can you just say that, you know, a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So now we have about roughly 50-50 our revenues is coming from our customers through sale of tickets, and the other 50% is coming through our owners directly. So this is a subsidized model, which it is all over the world. And then, of course, we have a set budget that we need to prioritize within. And in order then to say, there's a lot of different things or effects we can work to optimize in the system, and we need to balance those effects where we think, where can we achieve the best results? And in order to do that, we need to have a good dialogue with our owners, who are elected politicians acting on behalf of all the inhabitants, so that we can have a democratized system where we as a company are then delivering on what the inhabitants want us to deliver on through our owners and board and that direction. And so that's how we work. So we need to optimize the money we spend. And therefore, the more income we are able to get out of the system, of course, we can spend more on our services. But that doesn't mean, for example, that we try to get people to take the bus instead of walking, or say with the pandemic that people have home offices. That's if people could spend the day in a home office and have the same work is efficient and have the same kind of welfare, that's better. We don't have to put in more transportation and make you spend that money otherwise, or the politician can even choose to put it on other good services.
I know, Johan, you've read a lot of different strategy books, and I'm thinking, because I've been studying Ruter and kind of getting to know you, and I'm just curious, what do you think, why is Ruter an interesting strategy case? Like, what is amazing about Ruter?
What's amazing? I think we have a very visionary leader. Our CEO was very early has a very strong skill of being able to see what is coming in the society and what then do we need to do as a company. So, for instance, we were very early on with artificial intelligence, just not just seeing what kind of opportunities that brings in terms of self-driving and things like that, but also how we can work with spend money or develop an AI environment. I think we have about 25 people now working with AI in Ruter to also improve our processes and do things more efficiently. So that's one early. And also having the sustainability, the big picture on sustainability and how to integrate that in the way we work in a very early stage. So having that bold leadership and visionary thoughts, and at the same time, with the mission we have, being so close to the habitat, it's a million travels each day that are going through our services. So we what we do influence everyday life of a lot of people in the region. So that combination, I think, is me and a lot of other people here find very interesting and like to work with.
Yeah, and I know you're a very humble person, so I know that you also developed a very interesting strategy framework where you kind of both are able to think, you know, very long, but at the same time turn those longer term visions into very concrete actions. So I don't think you should be that humble, but you can, you know, can you say just a couple of words about that strategy before we start to round up?
So when I started 5 years ago, we had 4-year plans for this, which is not the traditional way of working. And we realized we have to, given all these changes in society and the technology and everything, we need a more flexible strategy system. So we developed started with what some companies call the North Star, which is the long-term strategy, describing what should we achieve as a company and what type of position should we take. So that's the long-term North Star document. Then we have, at the same time, introduced the OKR model for goal setting, the objectives and key results for short-term priorities. And in addition, we developed, based on Rummel's thinking on guiding policies, that we are able to say what kind of larger strategic choices do we need to take that we can take early on and do not have to stop some development process because we haven't thought about in advance. We set that up in a system of guiding policies that are giving sort of the frame for what we can develop. And currently we also work to develop more of this strategic roadmap where we're aligning and setting up objectives for a 2 to 4 year period to be able to better also, have a system for breaking down what will this demand from us as an organization, and also helping the organization to better understand what the long-term vision is, but also, and in order to achieve that vision, what do we need to do the next 2 to 3 years to aligning the company in a better way than we have.
Okay, I think that's a super interesting way of thinking about strategy. I think we have some Nordic companies and organizations that are pretty good at how they're thinking about strategy. Do you have any thoughts about what people can learn either from Ruter or other Nordic companies that you've seen, you know, in terms of how they work and do strategy?
The Nordic way of doing strategy, yeah, what is that?
No.
I'm not sure, but I think the close connection with thinking, integrating sustainability with strategy, because a lot of companies, they are treating this as separate departments. You have one place where you do strategy, and that's what you are supposed to do as a company. And then you do sustainability on the side, trying to do those things in the best way. But we do, and other companies in the Nordics, is to have a much closer relationship between the two. So you're making sure that the things you put in your strategy are the ones that are bringing your company and society to a more sustainable direction. So I think that would be one important aspect to highlight. And well, it depends a little bit on this type of company, but we are running a very open strategy process. So when we both look at what's going on around us and how do we develop the strategy, we invited a lot of key stakeholders, not just our owners and the board, but also other actors, potential suppliers to us, but also regulators and things, to be able to say, how can we work together to say what kind of society we want to achieve? If we have the same target we work towards, we are able to get a lot more, faster to the target, and we work together in a way better than if you just think what's best for us as a company. That's not the right way into this for us.
No, I think that's kind of also with the Nordic model of how we work with employees and employers. We have a kind of a special way of doing that. We also have a, I think Rooted has a unique way of kind of thinking about how to develop their business model, not to be regulated later, but kind of to implement and think about how it can become more sustainable starting out rather than waiting for some type of regulation to make it happen. But that's just some things I've seen with your company, which I thought is super, super interesting and cool. As a final thought, if you had like a board you could put in your own organization or maybe in other Norwegian organizations thinking about strategy and you know, making people aware of strategy, what do you think you would say on that board or that kind of plaque you could put in a reception everywhere?
Yeah, exactly. What you mean as a strategy in general or for us as a company?
You can decide. It's up to you. You decide.
I can pick. I think for us at least, we need to. It's the transportation sector as a is a big challenge to society. We need to solve in order to achieve the climate and other sustainable goals. And we in Norway, you know, we have invested a lot in electrical vehicles so that we do not have tailpipe emissions when we go to electric vehicle, but still have to produce a lot of cars. So what I think we that work here in Rooted find very motivating is that if we can try to use those resources more efficiently, we can achieve the same customer needs, or we can solve the customer needs, but we can help the inhabitants do that in a way that with much less environmental footprint and help, reach what kind of people. So a slogan to try to answer your question would be maybe something like, so we say in Norwegian, I don't know how this sounds in English, but if we can make people travel together as often as they can and alone only when they need to. I think that's really what this is all about, that getting to share the resources and make it more efficient and get away from the one person, one car model. That's extremely inefficient on every dimension.
I think that's really interesting. I think you think about that even for a lot of different resources, that you could share resources when you can and use them on your own just when you need to. I think that could do a lot for sustainability. So I think that's a really good slogan to finish our talk off, Johan. Thank you so much for coming. Rooted is a super interesting case that I hope that people want to learn more about. Do you have any final words?
No, I don't. Just thank you very much for inviting me. It's been super nice. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.